The princess pressed further into the city in search of this local sensation. This Colapesce seemed to have his heart in the right place, she thought. She rounded a corner and entered a piazza, where a crowd of people had gathered around a fountain for what seemed like some kind of a street performance. The princess spotted a guitarist, who commanded the attention of all with a flourish on his strings.
Signori e signore, come see the incredible, the marvelous, Cola il Pesce! Step right up to see the amazing fish boy, Nicola! That's right, this kid can hold his breath longer and dive deeper than anyone else in the world. You don't believe me? Well, just you wait! Who wants to challenge the amazing fish boy? Come on, don't be shy!
Excuse me, sir, but which one is Cola il Pesce?
He's right there! The kid standing in the fountain!
That young man?
You were expecting scaly skin and webbed feet? He's no Hercules, I'll give you that. But you wait until you see what he can do! We love it! Pippo and I come here every day, don't we, Pippo?
The rules are simple. Place a bet higher than the one before you. If Colapesce goes over your wager, he gets to keep your money. If he comes up early, the closest wager takes the pot. And if he drowns, well, we'll pay you all double! Bets! Scommessi! Scommessi!
10 minutes!
12 minutes! 13 minutes!
15 minutes!
20 minutes!
20 minutes!
Hey, that's my bet! You gotta do a higher one! Didn't you hear the rules?
There is no way someone can stay underwater for 20 minutes! He will drown!
20 minutes is our highest today! Cola, are you ready? Pronto!
Pronto!
Pronti!
Pronti!
This is insane!
Cantate con me!
Uno, due, tre, via!
The princess studied the fountain. It must be some kind of trick. But all she could see was Cola, sitting comfortably at the bottom of the pool of water, who smiled and waved at those who squinted at him from the fountain's edge. There was no trickery here. His namesake of Fish Boy seemed to hold water.
And that's it, everyone. 21 minutes and he still has not resurfaced. But now here's the big question. Is he dead?
Si, è morto!
Si, è morto, he has to be.
The audience held their own breaths in anticipation. The barker waded to Cola's side, placed his hand on Cola's shoulders, and lifted him from the water.
Incredibile! How is he able to do this?
All right, we've got time for one more today. Let's make it a good one. Who wants to make the opening wager? Scommessi?
25 minutes!
Pippo, you don't got that kind of money!
We're at 29 minutes, folks. Scommessi, bets? Anyone want to make it 30?
2 hours.
Everyone stared in the direction of this unfamiliar woman. Even the barker took a moment to regain his footing.
Get out of here. You don't have the money to make a bet like that.
I will wager 200 on it.
200?
The princess nodded, her eyes fixed on Colapesce. Cola was in disbelief. 200 could change his family's life. She and Cola stood measuring each other up when the princess held aloft a hefty coin purse and placed it on the fountain's edge.
200.
I'll do it.
My friend, are you sure you can do this?
Shh, watch me. Pronti?
Pronti!
Contate con me!
Uno, due, tre!